I'm David Brancaccio. One of the key programs created by Congress to help smaller businesses and their workers get through this crisis is almost out of cash. The $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program has processed more than 1.6 million loans so far. These loans aimed at keeping workers on the payroll that are forgivable so that they become grants if businesses meet the criteria. And members of Congress are at odds about how to get more aid to businesses. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins me live with details. First, Amy, where did the money flow?
The SBA said earlier this week that so far, businesses in the construction, professional and technical services and manufacturing industries had received the biggest share of the money, more than $30 billion each, which has led to some concerns that, you know, some of the hardest hit businesses like restaurants and hotels aren't getting enough help. There have also been geographic differences. Texas and California have seen the most money, which makes sense. They're the two biggest states by population. But New York, which has really been devastated by this virus, came in fourth behind Illinois. Most of the loans have been $150,000 or less, but as we've seen, that goes really fast. The SBA says it's processed more than 14 years worth of loans in less than 14 days.
Wow. What is Congress going to do now that this pot has essentially been depleted?
Yeah, there is bipartisan agreement that there should be more money. Republicans want another $250 billion for the program. Democrats, though, want more strings attached, like help for women and minority-owned businesses that may not have the kinds of relationships with banks that have helped other companies get approved quickly. There's also the problem of actually passing anything with Congress, like so many of us working from home right now and not planning to come back to Washington until next month.
Amy, thank you very much.